Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Assemblyman Randy Kerner. He's stepping down. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Ernie Adler and Randy Thompson. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblyman Randy Kerner, Washoe District 26. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So you have decided not to run for re-election.
Yes.
What was the deciding factor?
I think there's a confluence of a number of issues. I was recruited, if you will, to run for office in 2010 based upon my experience with the Public Employee Benefit Program, where I had handled some very difficult situations very well. It was a time when Nevada was literally falling off the edge from the recession. People asked me to, thought my business experience and acumen would be helpful to the process. Now here we are 6 years later. Jobs are starting to come back in a big way, I think, with economic development. So I came to do a couple of things. I came to work on jobs and I came to work on education. I think I've had some significant impact in both of those areas. I think it's time to go.
You know, there are some, of course, that would say that because of your vote for the commerce tax, that you would face significant opposition in a primary and would probably be primaried out. Did that factor into a decision?
Not really. I mean, I've...
Because you won your last race by just a very slim margin.
11 votes.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know that that was indicative of much of anything, to be quite honest with you. I mean, she just flat out worked me, so I give her credit for that. In fact, when I met with the governor here a few weeks ago, I wanted to reassure him of two things. One is, but let him know that I wasn't going to run and that it had nothing to do with my vote on the commerce tax or taxes in general. The commerce tax actually is a very small piece of that. I think when I think about the commerce tax, I think people are more concerned about the potential. It's a hypothetical, what would could happen kind of a thing.
The idea that the rates would go up.
Yeah, in theory.
And also the idea that it creates a Nevada version of the IRS.
Yes.
I've heard that many times.
Yeah, you have to remember, the legislature, if you think of it as being this wide, you know, you have people on the left who are like way out here, and the people on the right, and you know some of those people that are way out here. But the process brings people to the middle. I think these people are either in or marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
It might be crazy to say this, but I don't think Democrats could ever pass a tax. I think it was up to Republicans to do this job. I think we've done well. And I had an op-ed here a few weeks ago, and I make the point that if you take 1990 and make it one and use the demographics of the state in terms of population and cost of living, we're actually spending less this year and next year than we did in 1992. And mind you, the state has grown. We still have the least number of state employees of any state per capita than any state in the nation, and we still are funding education in the bottom five.
Were you part of the discussions on the commerce tax that were ongoing prior to the session beginning, for several months, in fact?
No.
Were you surprised at the governor's proposal based on what happened with question three and the size of the popular vote against that, which the governor encouraged, and then turn around with what a lot of people, the governor would disagree, but with what a lot of people think is exactly the same tax?
By the way, I disagree too. But I certainly wasn't supportive of the entire load being transferred over to a business tax. I have certain concerns about the commerce tax.
For example?
I hear people when they say, oh, you're hiring a lot of people, it could be an IRS and all that. I hear that. I do think that people are overreacting to that thing, but I hear it. I understand it. I don't know where it'll go, but I appreciate it.
And you know that every business, whether they are above the taxable rate or not, are going to have to supply information to the state about what their earnings are. So it's going to be an imposition on businesses across the state, and not just an imposition, but it's going to be not with the regular tax year. It's going to be, you know.
Yeah, and that, you know, so Senator Settlemyer and myself had a conversation about, I wonder if we could amend this so that people would only have to do an affidavit if they're less than the $4 million. And those discussions really fell on deaf ears, but I get that. It's a hassle. It's a hassle because it's not timed with your, typically not timed with your...
And costly.
Yeah. Accountants, lawyers, whatever, you know. Yeah, there's a cost that people will bear. But it's certainly not the same thing as question three. Not even close.
They're both margins taxes.
They are not margins tax. It's like comparing my 1948 U.S. Army Jeep, has four wheels and sits on the ground, and my 2013 pickup has four wheels and sits on the ground. The only thing they have in common is the wheels.
That's the basic of an automobile, and it's the basics of both tax plans.
You start comparing them, and they're totally different. You know they are.
Well, the bases seem very similar.
Well, it just puts them into a category that they then drop down to see which didn't happen under the question three, but then drops down to see what the tax rate is. Question three would have charged 2% for anything over $1 million and then going back to zero. It would have charged it for Nevada sales and out-of-state sales, whereas the commerce tax starts at $4 million, never goes back, and it's a fraction that, you know, you put all those categories and it goes down to a fraction. It's a different deal.
All right, let's take a break. More with Randy Kerner when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center. Under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Randy Kerner, Washoe District 26, who is retiring after his term.
Randy, we know we both were at the last session of the legislature, and I think you'd have to admit that there was somewhat of a toxic atmosphere around it, especially with the Republican caucus. Yesterday, Ira Hansen, who was part of the conservative faction of the caucus, told me that he doubts that Republicans will continue to be in the majority in the legislature after the next election because so many people are upset with them for the way the tax plan went. What do you think about Assemblyman Hansen's comments about losing the Republicans losing the majority?
Well, I do think that's going to happen, but I don't think it's for the same reasons. And to be honest with you, in the last election, Democrats hardly came out by comparison to the Republicans. It just wasn't enough to ignite their interest or energy. I think the presidential election will bring out those that maybe didn't vote last time. And we are, much to my chagrin, not a Republican state. Some would call us purple or whatever, but the fact of the matter is that I think there'll be a shift. Places like where Mr. Frierson lost by 40 votes, people didn't show. He's going to win next time if he runs. I presume he is. John Moore will not. There are other people who were down 9 to 13 points who won, but it's unlikely that they'll come back. Just do the simple math. I respect Ira, but I don't think that his assessment is right on. I think it fulfills a certain purpose that he has, which he's a no tax kind of a person.
Okay, so when you look at the Nevada Republican Party, it really looks a lot like the National Republican Party at this point in time, which is it's splitting apart. You probably read Charles Krauthammer's column this past week on the national level. How do you see the future of the Republican Party going forward in the state of Nevada?
Well, that's a difficult one for me to respond to.
That's the kind I like to ask.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. In our last election, in our Republican caucus, I had hoped that we would come together at some point. But it seemed to me that even at the end of the day, which, you know, you get down to the last few weeks, you still have this split in the caucus between the no tax pledge people and others who are willing to listen and work with folks. Those are just two different ways to see it, and I do think the chasm is quite large. Going forward, how do I see it coming together? To be honest with you, those forces are still at play within our own party, and until we solve that chasm, I'm not optimistic that we're going to be able to come together in a sensible way to deal with state issues like we should.
You know, Randy, you of course you mentioned that Lisa Krasner you beat her by 11 votes in the last election. You said that she flat out outworked you. Is that one of the reasons why you don't want to run for re-election? Is because she's going to be a tough person to defeat? Did that come into your thinking at all?
No. I say there was a confluence of events. You know, certainly I've explained the issue of where I think I've served my time,
right,
and done
right.
my thing.
But could you beat Lisa Krasner in the next election if you chose to run?
I think so. I believe that I could do that. You know, there are some other issues. You know, I might have to have back surgery in first of the year, and that doesn't help when you can't
right.
walk like you can. I think there's some other candidates that have stepped forward will offer a pretty good race.
Yeah, Jason Guanasso has stepped forward. He's
That's
a local
correct.
Attorney. Have you met him? And
I have.
Are you going to endorse him?
I haven't chosen to either endorse him or Lisa. I certainly met with Jason. Lisa's asked to meet with me. I don't know what her agenda is, but we will meet when I get home in November.
Would you actually endorse Lisa Krasner after the knockdown, drag-out, campaign you had last time? It would seem highly unlikely to me. I mean, that would knock me out of my chair if I saw that.
We will see.
Let me ask you this.
Sorry about that, Ray.
Do you go to any party functions? You know, the Republicans of Washoe County or state Republican functions? And if you do, what kind of treatment are you receiving?
Well, you know, the Washoe County Republican Party is, I think they've migrated to the right here, too, and they actually excommunicated Pat, myself, P.K. O'Neill, and maybe Brower, too, and Key Keffer. So it's kind of odd. I don't know that they can legally do that, and I just, as a result, I don't go to many of their events.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Randy Kerner, always a pleasure to have you on your program. You're about to go around the world on a vacation.
I am.
Congratulations on that, man. Come back and tell us all about it.
I will.
We'll be
Thank
right
you.
Back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
The first one was too expensive.
The second one was too small.
Paige, can you help us find one that's just right?
Well, of course. At RC Willie, we stock the largest selection of TVs. Anything from 19 to 90 inches, you'll have a shopping experience with just the right fit at RC Willie.
Top brand TVs are in stock now for immediate delivery at prices you'll love. This Sony 48-inch smart LED TV is only $499. Pick up a free wallet that contains savings up to $200. RC Willie.
The Marshall Realty Difference. Everyone's asking us what we do and why we're different. And these are great questions. One, we have a team of 15 that are fully dedicated to your success. Two, we simply invest more money than anyone in marketing your home everywhere. Three, and most importantly, our proven marketing system to sell your home is very effective. This is why so many homeowners choose us to sell their home. Call today to experience the Marshall Realty Difference.
Frame the special moments of your life with handcrafted furniture from Stickley. Lovingly made by hand. Providing comfort, beauty, and plenty of glamorous elbow room. Stickley, made for life. See the entire Stickley collection at Ennis Fine Furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, former State Senator Ernie Adler is with us, and our political analyst, Randy Thompson. Pleasure to have you both here. So your thoughts on Randy Kerner's discussion here this morning?
Well, I think I kind of understand why he's not running again. I mean, I think that he's done what he
intended to do, and it is getting to be so partisan and so difficult to run for office now that it might not be a bad time for him to step out.
Well, now, when you say it's so partisan...
Partisan within the party.
Right. But, I mean, you know, there's always been divisions within both parties.
Right.
And the mainstream has, in the past, has gone and made sure that their candidates got elected because they had the money to run. They had people on the street walking, the mailers and all the rest of it. So we're seeing a partisan squabble, but it's not like there wasn't control going on 20, 30 years ago.
No, but this is different. I mean, you are seeing a very far right wing of the Republican Party kind of trying to throw everything up in the air and essentially disrupt government. So,
well, shut it down at the federal.
Yeah, it was. So this is different.
Well, Randy, you know, isn't this really the situation that we've come into? Because what was the Libertarian Party is now part of the Republican Party because they couldn't get elected as Libertarians, and now they're part of the mainstream Republican Party, but they don't want to be a part of the mainstream Republican
Party.
Well,
it's not even just the Rand Paul Libertarian set, too. It's also the Tea Party activists that have been so vocal on tax issues, and they are separating the party tremendously. But what you happened this year, and please, I respect Randy Koerner. I respect especially what he tried to do for the PERS and PEB reforms, but I think our elected officials have not been really honest with us plebeians about the commerce tax. And those of us that were down there working the halls, we understand that gaming and mining wants this commerce tax so that we can get rid of payroll tax. This is a shift away, and it's a way to change our tax structure in the state. And it's also looking at, you're gonna have people filling out those forms, whether they make $4 million or not, because the governor wants to know what business is what in Nevada. And that was the biggest frustration I heard down there in Carson, was we don't know what businesses are doing what. And this is Jeremy Aguirre's great way to kind of map with what's happening in Nevada so we can better understand how to set up a tax structure. So let's just be honest and say this is a tax. They are trying to do a tax shift. They're trying to create a new tax. And don't sit there and say, oh, we're trying to help education. They are trying to find a way to create a new tax structure in the state of Nevada. But they're just not really being honest about it. And a lot of us don't like that tax structure. And that's really what's causing this segment in this party, because now you've taken a tax that it is the margins tax. Whether you call it the gross receipts, the margins tax, the commerce tax, it's all a gross receipts tax that our voters oppose.
That was the key thing that happened this time, was for once the legislature passed a gross receipts tax, which gaming has wanted for years and years. It was what the big 2003 tax battle was all about, and now they have it. And talking about Randy Koerner getting reelected, I doubt if he could. He lost to a no new taxes candidate, Lisa Krasner, or he beat her, by just 11 votes. And this time around, I just don't think that he's going to be able to beat her in the primary.
I kind of disagree with. I think there was a need to fund education. I can harken back to 1991 when this first came up. There's always been a movement to raise some sort of tax to fully fund education, because Nevada education really is starved. I mean, if you look at the per capita expenditures, they're way towards the bottom.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
It's just
yeah.
that, you know, the same amount of money could have been raised by raising the payroll tax, which gaming opposed.
Mm-hmm.
But so gaming really won in this last election.
Gaming and mining.
Because they got
to get
gross
rid of the payroll tax.
Mining, my sources tell me that they will not back a repeal of the commerce tax because they feel they'll be left holding the tax bag if the commerce tax is repealed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, that's another thing. I don't know what big industry is going to jump behind this. This movement to repeal the commerce tax.
Well, it's the general business community at this point that is supportive of the repeal. But
that's
gaming
so nebulous.
And mining. It is.
Know?
It is. It's
and
manufacturing and trucking, and you know, it's
Mary
Lowe.
Are you
going
to get all the money you need to beat that at the ballot? I don't know.
That would be a challenge. But the thing is, there's enough people out there that are so angry, they're so disappointed in how their elected officials treated them. They feel like the governor and everybody just ignored the 80% of us that voted against this tax. So there's enough frustration that I think you might see small donors involved, but I think you will definitely see some more folks resigning, not wanting to run again.
Yeah, but you're going to leave a $750 million hole in the budget, which does need to get funded some way. So I think that would be irresponsible to repeal it at this
point. Well, it's we're all headed toward anarchy in state government, it seems like.
Well, it's almost headed towards a shutdown in Washington, D.C.
Right now. You know that, and Sam made the point that national Republicans or Nevada Republicans are just a reflection of the national party. And Sam, I got to agree with you on that.
Well, I think it's because the U.S. voters are feeling that Congress is ignoring them. So it's no different, really. Now at our state legislative level, we're feeling the same frustration that our national voters feel.
And that fuels this Donald Trump mania, too, which we were talking about.
Yeah, which is along the wacky side. Yeah.
Well, and especially if you come out with all kinds of talking points but have no backup for them, it's very easy to say whatever you want to say. Oh, yeah, I mean, we can cut taxes, we can raise a huge amount of revenue, we can bring back jobs. Just give me some specifics. All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Pleasure. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews, and I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had an actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, I need cash now. They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty, pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, cybersecurity expert Ira Victor. We'll see you then.